Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Halloween is this Friday.
Oh, yeah, well aware.
Are you dressing up as anything?
No, but I have in the past. I've done, you know, when they were young, we did a family theme. So my son was born first. I was Darth Vader. My wife was Princess Leia, and he was little Yoda.
Okay.
And then the next year, now my daughter's there, and I think they were both like Elmo and... No. I was the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz. Right. Jen was Scarecrow, and they were figures there from there as well. And then, like, I was Batman, and he was Robin. So we do a family theme that obviously ended after they have like four or five, so you're still in the family theme, though.
Yeah, but family theme is separate than dressing up for work, because I have an idea for a costume.
To dress up for work?
Yeah. Well, like, why don't you come up with something, and we'll be in studio, and we can watch people watch on YouTube.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Well, I have something that I'll unveil it Friday, but why don't you think of something creative, and you could...
Wait, so you want to do, like, is it a theme where... We do the two totally different genres, or
could be
like, you know, I'm Han and you're Luke, or
no,
you're
totally
Rocky
different.
And I'm Drago,
totally
or?
Different. Like, Hoff, okay. you're allowed to play this game too. Like, I wasn't gonna do it because normally I don't, like you said, my daughter's gonna be Lilo and I'm gonna be Stitch.
Oh, my daughter loves Lilo.
She picked, yeah. So Sammy picked. So good. Okay, Daddy's gonna be Stitch again, walking around in the costume with the head thing on.
Hey, who's that mean Stitch, mommy?
But I
just Sal, our neighbor.
I thought of something for myself. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna come in Friday dressed as something. It has something to do with sports. But I have an idea. I went and got the costume, and I'm going to be that Friday. Hoff, do you want to dress up Friday and come up with something sports
theme? I dress up every day as like a loser.
What?
Well, that is true.
I'm a Mets fan.
You said it yourself.
Okay, but hold on a second. Halloween is Friday, right?
Yes.
So how the hell are we going to wait till Friday? We got to figure this out if I got to order something.
I already figured out last week. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, well, let's do it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you?
I'm doing my own thing.
Okay, so you're not including me.
Correct. I'm doing my own. Like, I already have the costume. You could.
If you want to do something together here?
Not particularly.
I hate
dressing up for Halloween. Yeah.
We welcome in the Mink Man. Mink, have you ever dressed up for Halloween?
No, you can't be Sydney Sweeney's jeans. Stop,
you can't ask me a question like that.
Why Mink?
Well, all right. Yes, I've dressed up.
Like what? Give me the costume.
But not lately.
Okay. Yeah. Like what? What was the last thing?
Last time was probably when I was a kid.
And? What was it? Howdy Doody? Like, what are we talking
about?
What genre?
I think I was a football player.
Mink.
I pretend to be a football player.
Star linebacker, John Minko.
You pretended to be an Army announcer for football for 9 years.
Oh, dude. Minko, don't let him say that to you, man. Pretended.
You were the legend,
and now I'm pretending to be a St. John's runner.
Now he's the voice of a top five team in the country, so suck on that, Sal.
And both of you, congratulations, I guess, are in order as the game's going to be on the radio this year.
Looks like we'll have some of that stuff, which is we're very excited about. We got a lot of good things going on. Hey, though, Minky. Thing about Mink, you are ever the corporate man. To an extent where it's a little bit much. Like, I never see you and you're not wearing something that says St. John's.
Yeah, but they give me lots of clothes.
They give me stuff, too.
I don't have any Adidas stuff yet.
Not me neither. No Adidas yet. Let's go. Eddie Cole, wake up.
How's retirement treating you? You miss the fans still?
Yeah, I come every year. And usually I pick today, or basically this time, because there are no vacations. And... And so, you know, I said, you know, basketball season officially starts on Monday. Mm. I said today or yesterday or maybe tomorrow would be the day to come.
Boy, very strategic, Mink.
Yeah. And were you,
I understand.
Were you disappointed when he walked into the newsroom and nobody is there? I'm like, when you used to.
What do you mean, the
newsroom?
That was empty, too.
I had a trouble getting after I got off the elevator. There was no one there. And then I call up the newsroom and no one picks up the phone.
Don't they know that one of the salespeople
let me in.
I heard a sad story today. Mink was in my office before the show. We were talking. And you were telling me about your last day here at the Fan. You really wanted to come in. What happened there?
Oh, God.
I wasn't allowed.
You wanted to come in to work, and they said no.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was, but you know, a lot of strange things happened. It was during the pandemic. And so, you know, when I left after all this time, 33 years, you know, it wasn't like, people leaving now.
Hold on, Mike. First of all, I have a question. When you say it's the pandemic, is it like the real pandemic or the imaginary pandemic at the back end where people were freaking out
like
the lunatics?
The after effect or in the heart of...
No, this is the year 2000. I mean,
2020?
I retired in a basement.
What year, though, Mink?
2000.
And 2000?
Okay, 5 years ago.
I got you. So 2020, like March, April, May, I don't remember the month, and I honestly don't.
I left in April.
Oh, so that's okay. Oh,
April 3rd.
So fair enough. And what happened? Like, you wanted to come in and Chernoff said no?
Chernoff said no.
Why would he do that to
Well,
you?
He said, he said, well, there's going to only be a couple of producers there. And they wanted to see you. I said, they're my friends.
Here. Yeah, that sounds so sad. You're right, they're my friends. And he still said no?
Yeah, he said no. So I couldn't do it here. And so I did it, you know, in my basement, and everybody has a station email.
I haven't checked mine in 8 years, but yeah,
in years,
8 years, yeah. I don't know how to get in. I'm locked out. But keep going.
Wait a minute, you get memos from corporate people and everything like that, and you don't check those.
8 years. Keep going.
So go ahead. You
know, that's sad.
Yeah.
But anyway,
go ahead.
I looked and I said, you know what? Maybe we'll see if anybody said anything nice about me. So I go look it up. It's gone. I said, boy, they couldn't wait to get rid of me.
Wait. Meaning you couldn't even gain access to your email?
They took it away.
What? That said,
poor Mink.
Come on, Mink.
God bless you, Mink. We love you. He couldn't come in and work.
See, Dove is finding this out for the first time.
How many years were you here? You know what the building looks like.
Yeah, I love
so
when you guys
you couldn't come in, and then you went to check your email because maybe somebody heard you for the final time signing off, and they were going to say, like, hey, Mink, man, we love
you.
Know,
somebody that I worked with, since I couldn't come in, would write something nice, and I wanted to see if. Maybe someone would write something not nice.
Did you at least make a news?
Happened.
Did they get around to like some little blurb in a newsletter or something? Had to be something corporate, maybe even a couple of months after the fact,
no,
right?
No, nothing.
If it makes you feel any better, I did not email you. Hoff says he didn't email you, so maybe you didn't miss anything.
No, wait a minute. Yes, you did.
I texted you, I think.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Probably, Mink. I was just trying to give a little bit there, make myself look callous and try to build you up a little bit, but it's okay.
Nobody bites into the bit like this guy. I mean,
have you talked to... I saw you with Summers, Huesler, and Francesa at a Met game. Was that this year or was that 2 years
ago? That was last year.
And how was that? You still talk to Mike on occasion?
Oh, yeah. And Summers.
I mean, Mike.
And Huesler.
Mike kind of, I know you had a big career doing Knicks stuff, doing baller stuff, all that stuff, but, you know.
Doing baller.
I grew up knowing you, the Mink Man, from listening to Mike and the Mad Dog. I think that's how the majority of us knew John Minko. So you still stay in touch with Mike and Chris?
Of course.
Who do you like better?
You want to ad-lib on that?
Who do you like better?
No, I like both of them.
Who do you like better?
I got along with everybody.
Who do you talk to more frequently?
Actually, I talked to Mike more frequently.
Okay, here you go. All
right. So, what, like about what? Have you been on a podcast?
Right, are you talking
about God? Are you talking about the Johnnies? What are you talking about? About the old days?
No, we have talked about the Johnnies.
Well, Francesca cares about them because they're good now.
No golf, okay.
No, because I tell him, I said, the only golf I play is putt-putt.
Oh, okay. He invited you out to play golf and you said no?
No, I don't think he invited
somebody actually did.
Yeah.
I was invited to a St. John's a St. John's golf outing.
Oh, the big outing out east.
And I told Steve Dombrowski, who invited me, I said, I don't play golf. You don't want to see me playing golf, and the course doesn't want to see me playing golf.
Yeah, but Mick, hold on. Now, listen, you're very, very humble.
And we'll be there for 2 days on 18 holes if I play.
Understood. But, you know, I think this is where you sell yourself short. And I appreciate it because it's born out of humility. But even if you took 17 shots, which you probably would take more, to finish a hole, I think all the St. John's fans would just love seeing you. You don't understand that about yourself. You got to lean into that, buddy.
I played golf at a real course in Indianapolis, Harbor Trees. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I shot a 90.
What? That's good.
You have 9 holes.
No.
Not bad, man. There you go. Not bad.
Sky, Mika, all right. You are one of a kind, buddy. You are. Hey, answer this. How much has having Patino around revitalized you? As a broadcaster in a lot of ways, right?
Oh, yeah. He's revitalized every single aspect of the program.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Of the university, not just the program.
And the university. Yeah. And I think one of the factors was what we saw Saturday night. A exhibition game at Madison Square Garden.
14,000 people.
With 14,000 people.
Exhibition game against Michigan.
And that just goes... It's true. You know, that I don't... That gives you a. I mean, St. John's is used to playing Division II, and most teams are used to playing Division II and Division III teams, couple of exhibition games.
Like St. Thomas Aquinas, they lost to them a couple of years. Like those kind of games.
That was Chris Mullin's first game.
I remember.
They lost by 20, 30 points.
Oh, geez. Should have told us what was happening.
Will you read Steve Sommers' new book? It comes out November
18th. Yes, I have it. Giannotti gave me a free copy.
Okay. And what do you think? Well, why'd Gio get one? You didn't get one from Steve? I guess they must have had them laying around. But anyway, you'll read that book?
Yes. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see how much of that book I lived.
Right. I think you're going to learn something from that. Because even I worked with him. Obviously, you worked with him a lot longer, but I produced for him for a while. There were things in that that I learned. Are you going to write your own book one day?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think any publisher is going to come up to me and say, you want to write a book?
Yeah, you got the dirt on
the
fan. Go
again with him. He's still minimizing what you've done.
But I would say this. If a publisher came and whatever, and I wrote a book, the book would be on the first year of this radio station, probably not much else.
Well, why? I want the dirt behind the scenes. What happened with Mike and Chris with the breakup? About what I missed? Like, you got to get into all that. I could start with the first year.
That's the first chapter.
Yeah.
But then keep going.
Right.
No, the first chapter is the first year.
Yeah.
You know, the history, and even the icon can vouch for this. The history of this radio station revolves around 1987.
It does.
Okay, you want to enlighten us to it, or
no? We'd be here until the end of this year, saying what all that meant.
You're a trip, you know. You really are.
You know, I'd like to. Maybe I should do the book and interview.
I'll say this.
Here we go.
Other than corporate people, and you know, corporate people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could very well possibly be the first person to ever know about this place.
What do you mean?
You've got to be the first person to write a book about it to that extent.
What do you mean?
Because WHN 1050, that was before WFAN. And the program director of that station was named Gary Havens, who was a classmate of mine at Butler. And he was my program director at WIRE in Indianapolis, where I worked. And we're both good friends with Rick Cummings.
I got a little tip.
So here's the deal. I come home for vacation in last week of June in 1986, and I call up Gary. I said, can I come visit you? I said, I'm here for the week. Can I come to New York and visit you? And so I come to WHN, met the people here, Del DeMontro, Lee Arnold. And so I go in Gary's office. He shuts the door. And I said, Gary, I haven't done anything. He says, I'm going to tell you something you can't tell anybody else. I said, who am I going to tell? And he goes, you're going to get a call from Rick next week. They're thinking of changing this station to all sports. And I sat there, what was that now? And he said, again, they're thinking of doing it for all sports. And indeed, I got the call the following week, which would be the first week of July of 86. And I went to some meetings with Jeff Schmullion and all that. Rick Cummings, who was the national program director for MS, was dead set against this. And I helped talk him into it a little bit. And it goes on from there. But
what was your first job?
I knew about this place the last week of June in 1986.
And what was your first job with the station?
Well, the station was very uncomfortable having me here. Mm. And
just like we are now.
Right. That's exactly right.
Why? Imus was
uncomfortable having me here. I was fired five times from Imus.
Sorry, man.
That was hysterical.
I mean, John Chanham was the general manager. John Chanham, this is all in my book, folks. John Chanham was the program director. Well, he was the general manager at that time. I don't know if we had one. But anyway, I go into his office after the first staff meeting, which was on a Monday. And I was the first one, and he says, well, I appreciate your efforts in helping here, but I got to tell you, we're very uncomfortable with having you here.
Okay, why though? Because we're trying to get to why.
They thought I was a corporate spy.
Ah, okay, wow. Now we're getting to it.
Okay,
were you all those years? You might have been, now that I think about it, out in the newsroom. Did you get me fired?
And he said, and your shifts will reflect this. So... Because he said, quote, we don't want you around here during the daytime.
Maybe you should have taken the hint. I mean, I'm pretty ballsy. Actually, I give you respect for basically ignoring that and walking in and saying, okay, I'm coming despite this guy not wanting me here.
I told him, I said, I'm not here to do blah, 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 uh-huh. and all that. And I said, and you'll see. And so I worked overnights on the weekends.
With who?
With Jody MacDonald.
Jody MacDonald. I love Jody.
He's an original host. And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they sent me out to baseball games. They wanted me nowhere near the radio station.
And you would just collect sound and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, BT, bookend then to your career. In the beginning, they didn't want you anywhere near it.
Stop knocking a guy around here, man. I mean, oh, God. They didn't want you at the beginning and they didn't want you at the end. That's what he's saying.
But you know what, though? The middle was pretty good.
Who was the Mets manager? Was that Dallas Green? Yeah.
David Johnson.
I'm saying for the Yankees. So and the Yankees was 80. Was that Dallas Green or Bucky Dent? That was a couple of years before Stump Merrill. If you don't remember, yeah. It's not a big deal. But yeah. it was one of those guys, right? Obviously, David.
But I remember David Johnson because Howie Rose's Mets Extra interviews with David Johnson, they were classic.
I've heard about that. Contentious. They would get after it.
They were, yeah, because Howie was, on strategy and stuff. And Davey would explain himself. Howie go, I disagree with that.
Oh, why don't you do that with Patino opening night? See how it goes.
Are you still coaching softball?
No.
You ever get tossed from a game?
No, I've never been tossed from a game.
Oh, because you were like a famous softball coach for a long time.
I wasn't a famous softball
coach. Well, yeah, they used to talk about it on Mike and Chris. You were coach. Didn't you coach?
I had trouble with parents.
Didn't you coach your daughter, too? Like, you did a lot of coaching.
No, because I wanted to help, and I wanted to coach these travel teams, but I did not want to coach my daughter.
Interesting. Okay, so I can see that to an extent.
And so when she moved up,
yep.
That's what was my opportunity to coach the team. So I didn't, because my philosophy was this, coaching your daughter is not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching your friends are.
Well, sometimes it's hard coaching my son. Yeah. So it depends on the game. Yeah, I mean, that's the exact opposite of daddy ball. Wow, interesting. And Sal, I do remember hearing that a lot. Yeah. Like, and I maybe, did you also coach, because the fan had a basketball team back
yes,
in the day. Did
I
you also
the
coach
fan
that?
Basketball team.
You did. I remember hearing that all the time.
Oh, no, there was sometimes, we had a good roster. Sometimes we had Mike Breen.
Oh, Mike
played, Jennings,
yeah.
Billy Taylor.
Mike played at Stepanak, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
Mike Breen. Good ball player. CHSAA.
And it was good. We drew big crowds.
I'm sure.
We filled Christ the King one night.
Wow.
And I was coaching against Louis.
We got, wow. We have, unfortunately, Mick, we have Brian awesome. Baldinger coming up, so we got to let you go
okay.
here. Last thing, though, because you probably, you could reference this because you know, you were around. Babe Ruth better than Ohtani? You saw him play, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mate, don't take the bait with this guy. This guy will make you walk into everything.
No, but you know what, though? Ohtani is some talent.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mink. Of course. We appreciate the insight.
Mink, he went 9 for 9 last night.
Mink, see, that's why I did updates for 33 years.
Yes, we know.
We love you,
yes,
despite you messing around. And I love doing St. John's with you still. I can't wait till Monday. Awesome having you back.
All kidding aside, always. We do love you. Miss you in the newsroom in Astoria and here every day. Good luck in your retirement. We'll talk to you soon, Mink. We'll see you next year.
Just don't wait for the email.
The door.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.